The Kurdistan region's Nalia Radio and Television, NRT, is reeling following a bomb attack on Saturday night. The small device on NRT's roof did not claim any casualties, but was enough to send a warning. The previous day, a member of the public phoned in to a live show and blasted Kurdistan's ruling Barzani family. NRT, based in Kurdistan's Suleymaniye city, has called on Kurdistan's semi-autonomous government for protection.
In one of our programs called Mic of People, everyone is free to express his or her feelings and opinions about what happens in Kurdistan. We see someone, we don't know who, say something bad about one of the leaders of the Kurdistan Democratic Party, which we disagree with. They say bad things about anyone, not just the leader of a specific party.
Critics say the member of the public disrespected the Kurdistan Democratic Party's historical leader Mustafa Barzani and Kurdistan's current president Masoud Barzani. The caller asked, is it possible in a year to use $1.7 million for repairing electricity and $343 million for the Barzani grave? The caller then used an obscenity towards the Barzanis before NRT disconnected the call, but Kurdistan Democratic Party supporters later protested outside NRT's office before the bomb attack. Pro-NRT crowds rallied outside the office after the bomb explosion.
I don't think that the Kurdistan Democratic Party's supporters are on a level that could lead us to conclude they don't believe in free speech. But if you look at all of the world, when a caricature or article is published concerning a prophet or an important and holy figure, you see most demonstrations take place. This is not then a result of a lack of awareness, but an indication of awareness and love for the figures who've been insulted.
Human Rights Watch has issued a statement commenting generally on Kurdistan's freedom of speech. These are dark days for freedom of expression in Iraq's Kurdistan region. Instead of ensuring the justice system investigates high-level corruption, the Kurdistan regional government is ignoring its own laws to protect free speech and assembly and using laws that are not in force to silence dissent. NRT's three-story office was torched in February 2011. NRT's owner had received threats from politicians and was asked to stop broadcasting. NRT was the first independent satellite broadcaster in Iraqi Kurdistan. The Kurdistan Democratic Party has a difficult juggling act. The party needs to be seen to condemn violence against independent media and promote freedom of speech. But the party also wants to maintain the support of those who keep it in power and criticise those who are believed to insult its leaders. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Arbil.